Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are headed to Japan's Shiga Prefecture, where a local fireworks company has created a new type of firework casing that can hopefully cut down on some of the firework litter after a big display. I, myself, am quite partial to a big orchestrated firework display. I really love those fireworks that look like a willow tree that sort of pop open and then long strings float through the air. What I like a little bit less is the rogue free range fireworks that take place sort of in my neighborhood and I imagine in a lot of neighborhoods around the world. Not only do they go on all night, but they also leave behind a ton of trash and litter. That kind of trash isn't exactly what we're talking about here, but maybe this good news can be the start to a general firework litter reduction revolution. A big firework usually takes the shape of a firework ball. I read about this in a few Japanese newspaper websites, like the Mainichi website, and they describe it as a 12-centimeter ball, which is sort of a medium-sized firework. That's about 4 inches. Inside the fireworks ball is gunpowder, which makes the big boom boom. But on the outside, the casing in the past has been a few layers of paper, which, all things considered, isn't terrible, but it still takes about 6 months for that to decompose. Hiroyuki Kakinoki, the president of Kakinoki Fireworks Industry Company, is trying to change that. They, along with a team from a local university, have created new fireworks shells made from water-soluble resins, which can dissolve in a single day. It's the same kind of material that is used to coat agricultural seeds, and it's totally safe for wildlife too. Extra benefit, no microplastics. So if one of these shell fragments lands in something like a river, it dissolves harmlessly within a day. And in Japan, that's pretty perfect, as I learned just today that many fireworks festivals are held over large rivers, lakes, or at sea. This is just the latest innovation from the Kakinoki fireworks team. They've been working on more eco-friendly fireworks for 25 years. This isn't even the first attempt at a new shell either. They abandoned an earlier plan with a biodegradable shell that did in fact release microplastics. So this probably feels like a pretty big victory. I'm all on board. Let's leave the fireworks to the professionals, except for maybe sparklers, I don't know. And maybe in a more eco-friendly future, fireworks shells we launch up into the sky can disappear before the weekend is over. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.